Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Should old sin begin to overtake you, and old Satan's at your door, read the book, and there you find the answer, and sin will trouble you no more.
Now, sister, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, sister? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, April 12th, 2021. I let off with that verse out of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, as it's Memorization Monday. And though oftentimes that verse is cited during the Christmas holiday, it's one we can think about all year long, that it's referencing the Lord Jesus Christ as the Wonderful Counselor, as Mighty God, as Everlasting Father, as Prince of Peace. And so in a few minutes we'll be reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, specifically looking at Isaiah 9:6. I also have some great music lined up for you, so I hope you can join me for the full 23-25 minutes as we celebrate this awesome God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born a child, Emmanuel, God with us, walked on this earth, taught and shared about God, claimed that if you see me, you've seen the Father, did miracles, and as we just went through the Easter season, he was crucified for our sins, he was buried, but he rose from the dead. And even now he's alive, sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and we anticipate his return. Well, to set the stage for our reading out of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, and this is actually the 96th week. We've gone through 92 verses so far, and Isaiah 9:6 is our 93rd verse, and all these programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends link, but this is a very special verse. And so I have two songs lined up that I hope will get you in the mood to recognize this wonderful, merciful Savior that we get to serve and know, followed by an arrangement out of Handel's Messiah, Isaiah 9:6. So first up is Selah singing Wonderful, Merciful Savior, and that'll be followed by Handel's Messiah.
Thank you. You
Oh, what a beautiful arrangement. Handel's Messiah, Isaiah 9:6. And before that, Selah singing Wonderful, Merciful Savior, which are all true about the Lord Jesus Christ, our resurrected Savior that'll be returning someday. And yet even now, even this day, even this moment, He's interceding on our behalf. He sent His Holy Spirit to be our companion, and He'll even walk through this day with us as we surrender and submit and recognize Him as Lord and Savior, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Well, today's verse is Isaiah 9:6, as is typically our practice on Memorization Monday, to look at a verse and then have a reading by Robert J. Morgan, 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. Today in this week's verse is Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." All those words capitalized, referring to God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what Robert J. Morgan had to say about this verse. Written several hundred years before Christ, this verse caps a remarkable passage of prophecy about the Messiah to come. Isaiah 9 predicts He will headquarter in Galilee, verse 1, will be a light that dispels gloom and a liberator who brings joy, verses 1 through 5, will come as a child born, as a son given. He'll permanently occupy the throne of David, and there will be no end to His rule, verse 7. We are then given a set of majestic titles that describe His role. He will be the Wonderful Counselor. We sometimes need a financial counselor, a legal counselor, a career counselor, or perhaps a marriage counselor. Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor, and we can study the Gospels to see how unfailingly He counseled all who came to Him. As He prepared to return to heaven, He told His disciples, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you, the Holy Spirit," John 14:16-26. The Mighty God. In the Bible, divine characteristics were assigned to Him, divine works credited to Him, divine worship rendered to Him, and divine titles ascribed to Him. He is both God and man. The Everlasting Father. This doesn't mean that Jesus is the first person of the Trinity. Jesus is God, but He isn't the Father or the Holy Spirit. He's the second person of the Trinity. And from everlasting to everlasting, He exercises fatherly care over us as one who perfectly represents the Father's love for us. The Prince of Peace. He possesses infinite peace, which He imparts to His own. In Him we have peace with God, peace throughout life, peace at the moment of death, and everlasting peace in heaven. These four titles are given so we can know Him better, worship Him fully, and enjoy Him as Counselor, God, Father, and Prince. And here's a writing by Thomas Watson. God the Son is called the Prince of Peace. He came into the world with a song of peace, on earth peace. He went out of the world with a legacy of peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Christ's earnest prayer was for peace. He prayed that His people might be one. Christ not only prayed for peace, but bled for peace, having made peace through the blood of His cross. He died not only to make peace between God and man, but between man and man. Christ suffered on the cross that He might cement Christians together with His blood. As He prayed for peace, so He paid for peace. That was Thomas Watson, 17th century Puritan. And here's a quote by Charles Wesley. "Hail the heavenly-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Charles Wesley. Oh, listening friend, there's so much to this verse, Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. May we take to heart this great Savior that we have the privilege of serving, of getting to know, of following. And may this song that I'll close out the program with by Marty Goetz, titled Prince of Peace, be a great reminder of who Jesus Christ is. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Grandpa studied Torah from the time he was a boy. And until the day he passed away, it was his highest joy. And sometimes I think about what Grandpa would have said had he heard how I interpreted these words. I'm sure he'd read. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the increase of his peace shall have no end. And his name is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. As a young man, I would meet some people who would claim the Prince of Peace already came. Yeshua was his name, but that is not what I'd been taught. I thought, how could that be? Till one day, by grace, he found a place for his peace to reign in me. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the increase of his peace shall have no end. Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Spoken, he has done when the fullness of the time had come. A virgin girl brought forth a son called Emmanuel. He's with us now as he was then, bringing peace on earth, goodwill to men. For unto us in Bethlehem has come a king who will come again. Unto us a child is born, Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father.